this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week I'm talking with Stuart Moody, who is working on the Cooling Tucson Climate Adaptation Report with Leslie Ethan and the Climate Change Committee for the City of Tucson.
City of Tucson was an early signatory to the mayor's climate change agreement. We do want to reduce greenhouse gases. We do want to stop global warming. Meanwhile, global warming is happening. We're not ready for what's coming, and we need to be. So Leslie contracted with Cascadia to do some research on what's already happening in the city that could support or get in the way of effective climate adaptation. She asked me if I would help her to pull these ideas together. What's come from that is a series of conversations with a number of community activists, academics on campus, and other interested individuals who've got some ideas, some insights, some wishes regarding our preparation for climate variability. We're just starting to put together some suggested ideas on what Tucson can do to be more resilient. Everything from increasing the tree canopy from, if you can imagine, 6% where we are right now. What if we had a 25% canopy? What's the water budget needed? How much water will you need from the Colorado River to get those trees started? And then at what point can you take them off that and harvest rainwater? What happens to the ecology when you've got that much rainwater actually being harvested? And these are questions that we don't know the answer to yet. Another idea, fund research on how to reduce soil salinity. We already have a soil which is not so good at holding water anyway. And so what happens, you have to put a certain amount of water in to keep the plants lively, plus also to keep the salinity, which is below the roots, to stay below the roots. Otherwise, salinity will begin to percolate up and get into the plant root structures, and then you diminish crop production. With climate change and water allocations becoming restricted, agriculture is first in line in Arizona to be cut off or to cut down. So they need to know, what can we do if we're going to get even more efficient with our irrigation, and everybody wants efficiency? It's really a win-win situation to start thinking about and then applying very soon climate adaptation strategies, cooling our houses with shade structures, white roofs. We've already got a lot of those here already, but there might be some more we can do. Switching from resource-intensive lawns to life-giving food forests. The list goes on.
All right. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
To learn more about the Climate Adaptation Report in Tucson, do a web search for Action Climate Tucson. Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.